Well, good morning. It is 6:19 a.m. on Monday, January 16th, 2023. I'm getting it. 42 degrees, which is about 5.5 degrees Celsius for my Canadian and European chums. 94% humidity, as Portland, as I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. It's already been a busy morning. I was walking to the marination bench. And I saw a dude walking down the street. And I've seen people, you know, at night, I've seen people walking around with like those GoPro headlamps or chest lamps so they can, you know, see where they're going. And I get that, but this dude was carrying a lantern. It was like an electric lantern. Bright thing too. I mean, it did the job it was supposed to do. It's like, you don't see people carrying a lantern all that off, like Diogenes searching for that one honest person. I thought, dude, you do you. That's awesome. And so a few weeks back, I had been sitting there, and there's this dude that walks his dog. There's a lot of dog walkers in the area. Dude walks his dog habitually, comes from behind me, and then continues across. There's this what is that? Irving. Irving is closed off where that bench is. And it's kind of like a park area. It's not a street, it's a park area where normally the Irving street would go. And he goes up and down that park area with his dog. And I watched a few weeks back and I saw his dog, you know, goes across the street, dog does his business in the bush. And dude stopped, turned around, went back, and then a couple minutes later, he came back and had a plastic bag to pick up the dog crap. And I thought, that's freaking heroic, you know? I mean, the instinct would be, oh shoot, I forgot the bag, oh well, and move on. Dude did not say oh well. Dude went back home and grabbed his plastic bag so he could clean up after his dog. And I might have even mentioned it in the cast, I don't remember. But I had the chance today, dude came by again. He doesn't come by every time, it's not like clockwork, but he comes by, oh, I can make that. Woo! Dodging traffic. He came by this morning and I had a chance to tell him how much how cool I thought that was and how heroic I thought that was. And he said, thank you. Yeah, there's too much crap around here. I said, yeah, you know, literally and figuratively. And he went on his way. But I was grateful for the chance to tell him what a badass he was. You know, people don't, I mean, we all do little heroic things all day long that, you know, people don't notice, or you don't think people notice, or whatever. And it was nice to be able to acknowledge heroism, I guess. Morning. So that was very cool. So it's already, the morning is starting off intriguingly. Check out Freep here. Anything interesting in the Freep window? Not really. The Free People boutique, the Freep. I've done a photo of that before. Sometimes they have some really artistic pieces of clothing in the window. Not this morning. Fairly conventional Freep. Time to push the envelope. So, okay, so weekend update. Started off the weekend with the last minute polyamory coffee social, which was lovely. Every time I go there, I meet new people and just intriguing folk. I've been really, I don't know, smitten or smitten, delighted, astonished at the communities in Portland in general, and this particular polyamory community in particular. You know, everybody's got their foibles and their pathologies. We're all a little messed up. We're all dealing with our own trauma and whatever. But it just, it feels like, it feels like this community is, I don't know, more together, more, I don't know, pals, more self-aware, maybe. But regardless, it makes for some marvelous conversations. So, met some cool new people. And speaking of, not being aware, or people becoming aware of things you do that you didn't know were happening. Somebody actually paid me a generous compliment about the morning walks. And it's like, oh my God, you, because I'd been following them on Facebook and apparently they click a link. And it's like, oh my God, you're somebody actually listens to this blather and enjoys it. So, and it's entirely possible that there's a whole bunch of new people tuning in, which is strange and wonderful. And again, you know, this isn't, I'm not going to go down this road too heavily, but it's not a podcast. This is just random thoughts of a morning. There's no agenda, there's no content, there's just a guy walking the streets, spewing whatever comes out of his head. But for whatever reason, people are digging it, so cool. But so that was fun. Just really enjoyed that. And then had date night with Muse, which actually started in the afternoon. We hung a pots and pans rack, you know, suspended pots and pans rack. Hung one of those up, which was fun. And went out to Jake's Seafood. Now, we'd gone out to Jake's Grill, oh God, November, I guess? Maybe December, I'm not sure. Back a ways. And this is like a sister restaurant, enterprise, whatever. Now, Jake's Grill was delicious. Jake's Seafood was equally delicious. It was so good. She had, what was it, Dungeness crab ravioli. Oh my God, so good. I had horseradish crusted steelhead trout, or not trout, salmon. It's like, so good. And then we went back to my apartment and we, I had gotten her a mystery packet. There's a company called Finders Seekers. Go to findersseekers.com, and they offer these, you know, mysteries in an envelope. And it's like $30, and you get this whole complete mystery with clues and puzzles and stuff. And you have to, you know, there's always this set of answers, questions that must be answered in order to be considered successful. And we did that, and it was hard. These were hard puzzles, but not so hard that we couldn't figure them out. It wasn't like, oh, I see this, blah, 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 and you figure it out and you're done. there were a couple that's like, okay, I see what we're supposed to do, but I'm not sure how we're supposed to do it. And it was just this wonderful collection of really intriguing puzzles that you had to really open up and put aside preconceptions to understand and then solve. And what really impressed the hell out of me was how well Muse and I worked together. She would come up with some insight, and then I would come up with the follow-up insight that would close the loop on how this puzzle is going to be solved, blah, blah, blah. And you know, that happened time and time again. It's like, damn, we're a crime-fighting team. We should put up a shingle. So that was awesome. And then Sunday was kind of a do-nothing day. I got started on my buddy James's audiobook, finally. Oh my God, he's been waiting for so long, so damn long. He's been so patient with me. But finally started that again, gonna resolved to do one section of his book every day until we're done. And they're small sections, it's imminently doable. It's not like I'm biting off more than I can chew. But, it's fun. I mean, James writes these wonderful noir stories, and he has this, I don't know how to describe it. First of all, he loves the genre. Clearly, he loves the genre. And that shows in his writing. But because he loves it so much, he's also very informed about the various tropes and the styles and the cadence and the structure of stories told in that noir fashion. So when you read his stories, it's not just, oh, this is, you know, good noir. It's unique because he honors the tropes of the genre without beating the cliches of the genre to death. And it just makes for a really fun story. So, and of course, being able to, it's all told first person from the detective's perspective. So I get to talk noir, which is fun. Good times. So it was a good weekend. Started watching Our Flag Means Death. Yes, I'm slow to come to the party, but Muse signed into her HBO Max account so I could see Our Flag Means Death, and it is utterly delightful. I so do enjoy it. So that's something else that's delight. Delight. There's just all these delight pings just going on all over the place. Life is good. Life is good. And I'm back at Jameson Square. So that's a walk. That's a walk from Monday. Monday. New week. New beginnings. You know, whether you actually do the 9-to-5 Monday through Friday thing or not, we all have. And Monday always, whether you're doing it or not, is always going to be like that start of a new cycle, a new thing. So rock on with that. New beginnings, new possibilities. Seize that. A lot of stuff can happen when you start something new. Make different choices. Walk down different paths. I hope you have a lovely Monday. I hope somebody acknowledges some heroism that you have been consciously or unconsciously undertaking. It's like, but I'm just being me. Yes, and you are heroic. So take the compliment. But however it goes down, we can always embrace the wisdom of Brother Zigzag Claiborne, who has laid upon us the truth that despite everything, whatever else is going on, despite everything, create. It is the balm. It is the panacea. Is that the word? Probably not the word I'm looking for. But it's like the silver bullet of fabulosity. Making stuff feels good. And it makes the world a better place. And it's so easy. We do it all the time. It's what we do. So create, and I will add to that, love fearlessly. Because when you're not holding on too tight to that love, whether it's a person or a food or a book or a place or whatever, when you just love that thing without expectation and with anticipation, with I don't know, intent, it just gets that much sweeter. So, and I promise I will do the same, and I will talk to you soon.